Chapter 19 Growing Confidence. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. James 1:4. On May 7, 1998, the Lord came to me wearing a gold robe and a gold crown. He stood in front of me, and my body had such a strong anointing imposed upon it that at first I grew frightened. I saw the Lord's right hand raised up, and both my hands stretched out toward him. He said,
I am blessing you for all the work I have prepared for you to do.
From July 11, 1996 until the present, the Lord has done much work in my life. I've tried to detail all of this in the book by writing down each step. The Lord told me to record His work and His words under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. At first, it all seemed too hard to believe. The special gifts, the wonderful visitations, the prophetic visions, the trips to heaven, and the supernatural events, it all seemed too good to be true. Looking back over all that I have experienced, I realized that the Lord was taking me through a special growth and grooming process of preparation for ministry. As a result, my faith has soared and my hope has exploded within me. Now I believe everything He tells me and shows to me. He has kept every promise, including all the promises about the book. He gave me the title for the book, and He led me to a Spirit-filled writer who has helped me polish some of my words and phrases. Knowing that everything He has said is true makes waiting all the more difficult. After the vision of heaven, the Lord fulfilled all the things that needed to be done until now. His presence would always appear after each and every one of my prayer times. That was His promise, and He was completely trustworthy. About 2 years ago, when I was experiencing some unhappiness about matters at my church, I prayed earnestly to the Lord. I needed His wisdom and His guidance. I knew that the Bible's promise was true. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. James 1:5-6. In spite of my belief in that promise, it seemed as if the heavens were becoming as brass when I prayed. I could not see the Lord or hear His voice, and I wondered if I would ever be able to see Him again. I began to weep. After sobbing and screaming in a loud voice that called out to Jesus over and over again, for a period of 15 minutes or more, the Lord reappeared to me. That day, I learned something vitally important. He showed me that my heart must be cheerful and clean in order to experience His presence and to hear His voice. I believe that is why the Lord removed from my life contact with all the people I knew since He started taking me to heaven until the present. He doesn't want anything to interrupt my mind while He is training me for the work He has for me.